Okay, today's daf Yud Beis of the Sefer Zvachim. We're at the Yud Aleph on the Beis by the Gemara. So a little behind, but hopefully we'll catch up today. And today's share is sponsored by Moshe Melisa Spinner, Leila Mishmas, Binyamin Chaim Ben Avram Yosef. And she and Shani Farkas, also Leila Mishmas, Binyamin Chaim Ben Avram Yosef. Okay, here we go. So the Mishnah had said that, just to recap, that there was a... And the Mishnah said, and also the daf is also sponsored by Mrs. Krola Schiff, Lulu Nishmat, Binyamin Chaim Ben Avriel. So the Mishnah had said that. What?
And also Rachel Bas Naftali.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. So the Mishnah had said that this is key. A Korban Pesach that's shechted on the 14th, in the morning, right? Shelo Lishmo, that's not Lishma. So according to Rabbi Yehoshua, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? What do you mean it's kosher? It turns into a shlomim. He says, it's as if it's on the 13th. Why? Because the 14th in the morning, before Chatzos, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. You can't. So what you do? You brought a shlomim. But according to Ben Becerra, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because the 14th in the morning is a valid carbon. You can bring the carbon Pesach in the morning. How did you hold that? We're going to get to that today. How can you possibly hold that? We're going to get to that today. So the 14th is a valid carbon. If it's a valid carbon, then when you shechted it, shelo l'shma, you made a mistake. And by Pesach, that mistake is lethal. Therefore, it's puzzle. That's the Mishnah. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Goshia, Machshor Hoya Ben Betzera Pesach Sheshachto B'Shachris Ba'arba Asar L'Shmo." Not only that, says Reb Oshia, Ben Betzera even allows a Pesach to be brought in the 14th Lishma before Chatzos. Why? The Kula Yom Azmanihi, the whole day, to bring Korban Pesach. If Shelo Lishma passes before Chatzos in the Mishnah, then says Reb Oshia, before Chatzos Lishma, you got your Korban Pesach right there. Says the Gemara, then Umay Ki'ilu. Why does the Mishnah say Ki'ilu? Right? Reb Yeshua says, if you bring Korban Chatzos of Pesach in the morning of the 14th, it's Ki'ilu, you brew it on the 13th. Right? In other words, it's a shlomim. And Ben Bezerra said, no, it's possible as Ki'ilu Nifshah Ben Arvayim. Why do you say that? So the Gemara says, you're right. I did Amar Rishu Ki'ilu, Amar Ihu Nami Ki'ilu. You're right, he was just being consistent with the Rishu and the Reisha. Eina Kanani. According to Oshia, the carbon is kosher, according to Ben Bezerra, even if it's brought before Chatzos. Now, says the Gemara, Ihachi, ad miflugi bishal olashma, liflugu bilashma. Then why in the Mishnah they're arguing about olashma? Let them argue about lashma, the much bigger finish. According to the Seira, they give you a kind of the Mishnah of Korban Pesach in the morning. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah didn't want to do that. You know why? Edaf liflugu bilashma, had they argued regarding lashma, Havamina, we would have thought, right? Havamina, we would have thought, Abel b'shalo l'shma, but if it's not l'shma, modi Rabbi Yehoshua l'ben b'seira, maybe Rabbi Yehoshua would agree to ben b'seira. Why? Hoel umitzaso roi. Since v'maisa, the second half of the day, is roi. So maybe in a case of shalo l'shma, Rabbi Yehoshua would agree. Kamash malon, therefore the Mishnah had to talk about a case of shalo l'shma. Okay? Very good. Now, this is the crux of the Gemara. How on earth can Ben Bezerra hold that you can bring a Korban Pesach in the morning? But it says Bein Arbayim. It says in the Torah, Bein Arbayim. Bein Arbayim means in the afternoon. How can he say that? So the Gemara is going to say this very strange answer. Amar Ula B'Reidor V'Iloi, Bein Shnei Arbayim. No. The Korban Pesach is kosher from the night of the 13th, from the dusk of the 13th, till Shkia of the 14th. Those two Bein Arbayim. Now, from, in other words, from sundown of the 13th
to sundown of the 14th.
Not from the afternoon of the 14th till the night of the 14th. No. It's from the whole and by the way, it's a separate, unrelated thing, you can't pick a month of the night. It's a separate thing. So what can you bring a carbon? The whole 14th. Okay? The whole 14th. You can't bring a carbon at night. If you could bring a carbon at night, then technically, you could bring a carbon Pesach at night. But you can't. So we start in the morning. Okay? That's the only way you can explain that pasuk according to Ben Becerra. Right? Now, says the Gemara, wait a minute. By a carbon tamid the kasha of big. A tamid also says bein harbayim. Hachanami, the kuliyom a kosher? What, the whole day? It's kosher to bring a carbon Pesach? To bring a tamid? It's not true. Right? That's not true at all. So the Gemara says, no. Hassan, by a carbon tamid the sliv, it says, et hakeves echa taseba boker. It does say that et hakeves echa, one has to be in the morning. Michlal, the bein harbayim mamish. So when it says bein harbayim, it means the bein harbayim that we know it means. But by ben b'seira, by carbon Pesach, according to ben b'seira, you don't have to say that. I have another way to translate it. So the Gemara says, Ema, maybe it means like this, a carbon tabit. Chad b'boker, one in the morning, v'idach kulyom, and the other one you can bring the whole day. Why? Because really it goes to the night before, from shkia to shkia. So if you want, it has to be in the morning. And the other one, you can also bring it in the morning. If you want to. So the Gemara says, no, don't think that. Echa baboker, it says one in the morning. Veloshnayim baboker, not two in the morning. Says the Gemara. Now, if that's all true, the Neros, what's Neros? Neros, the menorah of the Mishkan, then the Siv, it says, Bein Harbayim, in the evening. By the way, lighting the menorah was the last thing done in the day. After the Karban Tamid, after the afternoon Karban Tamid, after the afternoon Torah. Then they lit the menorah. They prepared it, whatever, the last thing done. So Hachanami, it says Bein Harbayim, by the way, it says in the pasuk there in Shemot, I think it's in Parashat Kisita, I think, it says Baha'alos, Aaron, and Neros, Bein Harbayim. Hachanami, the cool Yom Kasher? Want to tell you the whole day? The whole day can light the menorah? It's not true. If Bein Harbayim means Shkia to Shkia, they could light the whole menorah the whole day. It's so funny, the menorah was lit only at night. Right? So Rashi here says it was lit the same amount even in the winter and the summer. It was lit to cover the winter. So but now, right, 4:30 without a mirror, so they would light it then, Bein Harbayim time, and it would last till the morning. So in the summer, same story. So it's so funny, because no one went into that Azara. No one, look where it was lit. It was lit in the Kodesh, right before night, nobody was in there. And the menorah was being lit. This is the one, like, what's it being lit for? Nobody went in there. Right? Nobody, the whole night, only at night, no one's even there. No abode is being done. Nothing's being done there. You have a few kahans that are guards, right, which is also a covet issue, right? There's guards in Buckingham Palace. They're not protecting it. They're just there. That's covet. It's respectful. Same thing. But the menorah is lit that night. So it's an interesting. What's it being lit for? Right? It's an interesting thing. No one that wasn't being lit to give up life. Nobody goes in there. Anyway, so the Gemara says no. Don't think for a second that you can light the menorah from shkia to shkia. Shiny Hatzam, the Siv, it says, Me'erev ad boker. In other words, the part that says, Yaruch osa arnavada, Me'erev ad boker. That the menorah was lit from Erev to boker. Betanya, Me'erev yad boker, Tain la midasa, give enough light, give enough oil, Shetehei doleket foholeches, Me'erev ad boker. That it could last from night to morning. So it can't mean from night to night, from shkia to shkia. Dovrach, another pshat, Shein lecha avodat sher be'erev ad boker el zubaldad. In other words, that this is the last avodah done. Anything done after the menorah is puzzle. Like he says, things that kmita, mincha, different ketoret, they have to be all done before the menorah. So what do you see? That'll have to be done by day, bein harbayim time. So too this. Now the Gemara is going to say ketoret. Same thing by ketoret. Dichsiv, it says, right, bein harbayim. It says the same over there. Ba'aloz, Aaron, and Neros, bein harbayim, yakti renu ketoret tamid. Ihachi the kul yom kasher. Maybe the whole day you could light Torah, and we know that's not true. So the Gemara says no. Shiny Torah. Torah is different. The itzgash l'neiros. It's made a hekish to neiros, right? Now ask the Gemara another question. Hasam nami by carbon Pesach. There's another pasuk. Dichsiv it says. I think this pasuk is in Re'ei. Moshe will tell me if I'm wrong. I think this pasuk is in Re'ei. It says Sham tizbach et haPesach be'eretz. Right? Shech the Pesach, the Erev.
What does the Erev mean? It doesn't mean 7 o'clock in the morning. It means the Erev, right? So how can Ben Bezerra say you can check the Pesach in the morning? So the Gemara says, Nahahu li'uchar dover hu da'asa. That pasuk is coming to tell you another din. The din is that a Korban Pesach can be performed late. What does that mean, it can be performed late? That means it's like this. Ditanya, yu'uchar dover. You can perform the Korban Pesach late. Shenemar bo be'erev u'bein harabayim. Because the Korban Pesach, it's referred to as be'erev, and it's also referred to as bein harabayim. Lidavar, to a certain thing, shenet lo nemar bo ela bein harabayim bovad. It only says bein harabayim. In other words, when I say that the Korban Pesach can be brought late, it means it can be brought after the Korban Tumah. The Korban Tumah is the thing that it only says Bein Harabayim. A Korban Pesach can be brought after a Korban Tumah. Why? Because it also says Erev. So if somebody doesn't bring it in the morning, according to the Mitzvah, that part doesn't tell me that I have to bring it to Erev. It means I'm allowed to bring it to Erev. I'm allowed to bring it after, normally, no avod is done after the Korban Tumah. This is an exception, which is why they would bring the Korban Tumah on Erev Pesach as early as possible, because you've got to get moving with the Korban Pesach. It's a busy day. How do you know all that? According to Ben Bezerra, from this pasuk. If you uchad over, it could be late. What do you mean it could be late? It can be performed after the Korban Tumah. Nothing else could do that. How do I know that? It says the Erev. And it also says Bein Arbayim. The Korban Tumah only says Bein Arbayim. So Be'erev clues me in, I can even do this after the Bein Arbayim of the Korban Tumah, if I have to. Okay? Make sense? Now, here's the Gemara, it says like this. Umiya Kemidi, such a thing, Ilu Shachat Levitzakra, if you shachat in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, Amarta Zimanehu, it's fine, it's a good time. That's fine. But wait a minute. V'imati Bein Arbayim, but if you wait till the afternoon, Amarta Yuchar Dover, that becomes late? In other words, I want to check the Korban Pesach at 9 o'clock in the morning, no problem. 10 o'clock in the morning, no problem. Chatzos, that is a problem. Why? Because you got to check the Bein Harbah, the Tumah of the afternoon first. Is that be such a thing? I can check in the morning, and then in the afternoon I have to hold off? Is that such a thing like that? Is the precedent like that? The whole morning I have a lot of shechter. Once the afternoon comes, I have to wait for the Tumah. Such a thing like that? Exactly what the Gemara can say. In 100%, the Amar of Yochanan, halacha is, mispalel shal mincha, yidavin mincha, v'achar kach mispalel shal musa. Then yidavin musa. Right? How could that ever happen? It could happen twice a year. It could happen a lot of times, but it could happen very often twice a year. Those two times a year is on Simchat Torah, where you're schlepping the davening so long that by the time you get to musa, it's already Zman Mincha. What do you do in such a case? The answer is, you daven Mincha. Why? So Rashi says, it's because of Tadr She'er Tadr. Where does Rashi say that? A minute. Right. That's what Rashi says over there. This is in Brachos. So, in other words, once the time of Mincha arrives, I could daven Musaf in the morning. I could daven Musaf the whole morning. 9 o'clock, I could daven Musaf. 10 o'clock, Hakafas are schlepping. I could still daven Musaf. Once Mincha comes, I gotta wait now for Mincha. Just like the Korban Pesach, I can make the Korban Pesach the whole morning. Once Bein Arbayim comes, I gotta wait now for the Korban Tumah. See, I have a precedent. Such a thing. So, by the way, Tosvos, there in Brachot, says like this. Halacha is, he says that he brings a machloket. Tosvos talks about in Kippur. Tosvos didn't have to hold historical question. What kind of Simchat Torah does the Rishonim have, if they even had it? What's the origins of Simchat Torah? It's very unclear. But Tosvos raises the question, when else could this possibly come up? On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you slept in Shachas so long that by the time it's time for Musaf, it's time for Mincha. Possibility. So Tosfos is 2 days, what you do. One day he says is
One day he says it the mitzvah first. Another day he says it, the only time this halacha comes up is if you're posheya. You know, you're slapping around, and look at this, lo and behold, you got mincha mitzvah in front of you. He says, if mincha's on the schedule, mincha's on the schedule. You dive after the break, you dive in mincha. He says, then he'll say dive mitzvah first. Because that'll posheya, you dive in shachar. The only time this would come up is if you were posheya with mitzvah, so now you're punished, dive mincha first. Yom Kippur morning, that's Hosea. Well, exactly. So Mincha's on the schedule, it would not be a problem. That's the 2 days in what shuls would do, Lol Halakha Lamaisa? I know, it happened here. What? We've rushed to make sure on Sikha Torah, to make sure that we daven Musaf before Chatzos, because Rabbi Rosner and Rabbi Rabbaz both said, he daven Mincha first. Right? So we rushed to make sure it doesn't happen. Right? Okay. I have no doubt that there are shuls that would have mitzvah first, because, you know, I don't know, because what Tosfos does say, listen, if mitzvah's on the schedule, if mitzvah's on the schedule, and the reason why you're shlepping is not because you're a posheya, so if you're dancing a lot, or, you know, a lot of aliyahs to give out, it might not be such a problem. That's the discussion over here. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. We said that the Gemara, so again, Ben Beseira holds, Stewie, Ben Beseira, he was walking like, so Ben Beseira holds that you're allowed to bring a Karpa Pesach in the morning. It doesn't say Bein Harbayim. Bein Harbayim doesn't mean the morning. Bein Harbayim means Shkia from the 13th to all the way to Shkia from the 14th. Between two times. And by the way, you can't bring Karpa at night. So what does it mean? It means the morning. And we asked the question, but doesn't it say Bein Harbayim by Nero? Doesn't it say Bein Harbayim by Ketoret? So we said, yeah, we have other drushes to learn out that they have to be done in the afternoon. That's what we said about both of them. One was a hekish, and one had another pasuk. So that's the Gemara. So Bein Harbayim desiv gabik Torahs v'neiros lomeli. Then why do I even need that? Why does the Torah say Bein Harbayim altogether by Neiros and by Ketoret? I don't even learn it from those words. The Ode, also, this is a little difficult. Heshev Rebbe, Tachas Ben Beseira, Ludibur Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe heard about the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Beseira. He heard about that machlokes. And he said the following, Heshev Rebbe, Tachas Ben Beseira, Rebbe answered Ben Beseira with Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, according to the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says, that what does Rabbi Yeshua say? The Omar, Ki'ilu Nishchat, B'yom Gimel. Rabbi Yeshua said, if you shech the Karban Pesach in the morning of the 14th, it's as if you shechted it on the 13th. Right? It's as if you shechted it on the 13th. Right? Which means that if you shechted it in the morning of the 14th, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because it has a din of a shlomen. Right? So, lo, says Rebbe, explaining Ben Beseira. You're not true. Lo, you're wrong. If he's questioning Rabbi Yeshua. Im amarta b'shlosha asar. If you want to tell me that if you shech the carbon on the 13th, if you tell me you shech the carbon on the 13th, there's no shayla at all, there's no shayla, that is a shlomit. Why? Because the 13th is simply not Erev Pesach. She'ein mixaso roi. There is no part of the 13th that is roi for a carbon. Right? Look at Rashi. She'ein mixaso roi l'shmo. There's no way you can ever be Mekayim your mitzvah of Karban Pesach on the 13th. Hilkach, therefore, lo karina de Pesach bezmano. It's not called a Pesach. Alma, now, what is obviously Alma, Rebbe, disfir like a Ben Beseira. Rebbe holds like Ben Beseira. Right? Why? Mishum de mitzvah royal shmo hu de amr titus. Rebbe holds like Ben Beseira. Why? Because Rebbe says to Rebbe Yeshua, you're telling me that if you shech the carbon on the 14th in the morning, it has the din of a shlomen. It's as if you shechted on the 13th. How can you say such a thing? The 13th, there's no way it could ever be Erev Pesach. Never. The 14th, part of the day is right. Part of the day is right. But wait a minute. If Ben Beseira holds the whole day is right, he should have said the whole day is right. Tomar ba'ar ba'azah shem etzatzah right? Part of it? V'emisa kulahu roihu. The whole day is good. Why did we say that? Why did Rebbe only say part of the day? The whole day should have been good. Rabbi Yoshia, you said that Ben Beseira would hold
the whole day is kosher, and you have all these drushes how to get out of the pasuk side of the Torah that seems to imply only the afternoon, then why would Rebbe say only part of the day? Rebbe should have told Rebbe Yeshua, you're dead wrong. You know why? Because the whole day. The whole day is good. Why didn't Rebbe say that? Obviously, Rosh is incorrect. He's incorrect. Therefore, listen to this. Ela Amar of Yochanan, Posel Hoya Ben Betseira, Bepesa, Sheshachtu, Arba Asar Shachrit. Ben Betseira, of course, we reject everything we just said. Ben Betseira, of course, holds that it's Posel, Bein Lashmo, Bein Shalol Lashmo, whether it's Lashma or not Lashma. None of it's good. Hoel, Umiksasa Roy, since part of it is Roy. And therefore, Ben Betseira cannot hold that a carbon brought in the morning is kosher. He cannot hold that. Because if he did hold that, why would Rebbe say only part of the day is good? According to Ben Betseira, the whole day is good. Okay? Now, what does that mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Betseira said something very funny. He said, "Posel Hoya Ben Betseira Pesach Sheshachtu Ba'arba Asar Shachrit Bein Lishmo Bein Shalo Lishmo." Doesn't make any sense. It's Posel if it's Lishma. Why is that Posel if it's Lishma? What? Because he holds Pesach in the morning is what? It's not Erev Pesach. But he also holds it's possible if it's Shalol Lishma. Why does he hold that? Then he should hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that the morning is like the 13th. It's like a Shlomim.
Now it's not they have to Shlomim
too. Oh, so it doesn't make any sense to Shita. What? No. What? No, Rebbe didn't say what would be if it's, and it's inconsistent. What? No, the whole raya was that he only said part of the day, not the whole day. So The Mishnah said that according to Ben Betseira, if you bring a Pesach in the morning of the 14th, it's Pasul. Shalol Lishma. Why is it Pasul Shalol Lishma? Because he held that the morning is some kind of Roy for Karban Pesach. That's the Mishnah. Come along Rav Oshia, and you know what? Right. Which means it's as if you brought it in the afternoon, and therefore in the afternoon you're allowed to bring carbon pesach. Therefore, you brought it now; it's pasul. Says Rav Oshia, by the way, according to Ben Betseira, if you bring it in the morning lishma, you fulfill the mitzvah of carbon pesach. How can that be? Says Bein Arbayim, that we have a half an hour getting out of that problem. Now, wait a minute. If according to Ben Betseira, the entire day of Erev Pesach is kosher, then why would Rebbe say only mitzvah? Not true. The whole day. Oh, so therefore, says Rav Yochanan, no. Ben Betseira can't hold like that, and therefore, whether it's before Chatzos, whether it's Shalol Lishma or Lishma, it's all possible. That doesn't make any sense. How can both of them be possible? How can they both be possible? One of them should be kosher, like from Yeshua. That if it's before Chatzos, it's like the 13th. How can they both be possible?
Because of the Sfeika.
No, that's what makes it so low. He's trying to get out of exactly what? The problem, no? Those words make it so low. He's trying to get out of that problem.
But
the morning is a
mitzvah,
so it's not low enough to be kosher, but it's
mitzvah
already. So
Magadi for Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo cursed out that answer. What kind of answer is that? Im Cain, Pesach kosher ben Betseira heichem mishkachaslo. How are you ever going to have a kosher carbon Pesach with ben Betseira? Eidah frisha idna rasha yudal b'shachris. If you set it aside now in shachris time, dachin ei karavu. It's not you can't bring a carbon now. Is that not a proper time? If you brought it yesterday.
I designated it.
I designated it now. Everyone asked that question. All the Rishonim asked that question. So designated on Rosh Chodesh.
You're right.
Yeah, everyone asked that question. So just hold off that question because there's no answer to that question. I don't have an answer. So Idafrisha Idna, if you do it 10 o'clock in the morning before Chatzos, Dokhi Mei Karu, it's Dokhi. Why is it doctor? I can't bring it now. It's the morning. Edach Rishami Esmol. If I did it yesterday, then Nira, it was proper.
Vinitze, and then it got pushed off. And then we're going to see that if that's the case, once that carbon is pushed off, it's pushed off forever. El, I'm Rabbi Abo. Nah, don't get so excited. Tel acha chatzos. It was designated after chatzos. There's nothing wrong with that. Abai Omar, afil tem mitzafra. You could even say it's the morning. Ein mechusar zman lebov yom. No, the dinim of mechusar zman don't apply in Erev Pesach. But Papa Omar, afil tem mitzafra. Even you could even say the night before. Listen to this line. Laila ein mechusar zman. The night before, there's no mechusar zman. In other words, the kedusha of the animal can even be chal the night before. But there's a separate limud that the carbon has to take place the next day.
Every
carbon, and only Pesach. Pesach is waiting until Chatzos. Every carbon you can bring in the morning. Based on this line in the Gemara, you know what minhag comes out of this Gemara? A minhag that everyone does, most people do, comes out of this Gemara. The minhag is what's called a vatna. Because, how to get a vatna out of it? What's a vatna? A vatna is the night before a brit. So now, when is baby on day 1 through day 7, he's not chayiv in a brit. So he doesn't need a shmirah. Once day 8 comes, even at night, the Gemara says, Laila's lav mechusar zman. So the chiyuv of a brit shmirah has already been chal. However, there's a separate problem because the Torah says bayom. So we have to wait till the next morning. So you have a baby here who has become an Orel. So you have a vatnas to give the baby shmira. We learn, we go to Torah, that's the makarva. It's not some Kabbalistic thing. It's amazing how the Gemara gets it out of it. What? Based on this. In other words, the Kedusha is chal the night before. We can't bring a Gemara tonight, what can I tell you? The Kedusha of the baby, the chiyuv of the baby, is chal the night before. We just can't do a bris at night because we're not allowed to. We have to wait till the morning. If it was the morning, the baby needs a shmira. Now the baby needs a shmira. Why does the baby need a shmira? Because the chiyuv has already kicked in. So you can have a chiyuv kicking in without the ability to do the chiyuv. You hear? This comes up in a lot of other places. There's a case about hadakim growing berries. Right, that if hadat, what if it happens at night, the night before? Arbaminim at night. You can't do Arbaminim at night. You have to wait till the morning. But the Kedusha, what if a shofar is stolen the night before? Like all these crazy things. You know, the shofar is only by yom. But the night before, the chiyuv is already chal or not. You know? So it's a fascinating model like that. It all comes from this Gemara. And the application that we have is manazeh. Is by bris milah. Again, the chiyuv of the bris milah is chal at night. By the way, you can't do bris milah at night. You have to wait. So the kedusha is chal. Okay. The Tani Rabbi Yishmael, listen to this. Leil Shmini nichnas ladir lehis asher. The night, so we know there's a halacha, that you're not allowed to shech the, carbon miter. Right? Carbon miter. It's every tenth animal. So, by the way, and also, the halacha is that you can't bring a carbon until at least 8 days old. So, what if it's the night of the 8th? Can these animals get counted to see which one's going to be the 10th? The answer is absolutely. You're not bringing the animal till tomorrow anyway. The carbon's going to be tomorrow anyway. But the kedusha is already chal. It's already the 8th night. So it's considered the 8th day. The kedusha is already chal. Yeah, after until the morning. So you want to count them tonight? That you could do. Ugedi Rabbi Abturiki. We haven't had him before. The Rabbi Abturiki Rami brings a stira. See if it says, Vaya Shivas Yomim Pachazino. Right, the animal has to stay with his mother for 7 days. Halayla chazi. That night is good. Uksivin says, from the 8th day and on, that's when an animal can be a carbon. Halayla lo chazi. Not the night before. Hakeset. How is that possible? Again, same answer. Layla le kedusha. The night before is kedusha. The hayom larcha. And the day, it could be a carbon. Okay? Does the Yochanan hold Bal Chai and Nidchin? That a Bal Chai could be pushed off? Which is what he basically said. Because he said, how could, according to Ben Beseirah, how could you ever bring a carbon? You donate it now, it's pushed off. Why is it pushed off? You can't bring it now. Amar Ein, of course he holds that. Amar Yochanan, Behema shall shnei shutfin. Listen to this. Behema was owned by two people. Take this chetzia. One of them is machdashit. V'chazar v'lokach chetzia. Then the other one, he buys the other half. V'ekdisha, and he donates the other half. The answer is, kedusha, it's kedusha. V'en okreva, but it can't be brought. Why can't it be brought? Because at the moment I donated my half, the other half made it impossible for it to be brought. It's impossible. At that moment, the whole animal gets pushed off. Can't bring half an animal. Tosfos points out, you know, we do have a Gemara where if someone says, I'm donating that hoof to the Beis HaMikdash, the whole animal becomes Kodesh. That's because the problem was lacking in you. You said a silly thing. Here, you did all you could. You did all you could. I don't own the other half of the animal. What can I tell you? So therefore, the whole thing gets pushed off. And by the way, the Osei Tmura, since Badan has Kedusha, Lamaisi, you match both halves. And by the way, the animal can make it into a Tmura, but Tmura's a Kiyotzeba, and the Tmura also can never be brought, because the Tmura takes on the properties of the animal. The animal can't brought, the Tmura can't brought. And Shamina plus. We learn three things from this. Shmamina balechayim nivchin. First of all, live animals can be dochli, as opposed to animals already shechted. Ushmamina dochli meikarahu, dochli. That once it's pushed off, it remains pushed off. It can never get resurrected. By donating the second half of the animal, you don't resurrect it. Ushmamina zichui bedamim. Yesh zichui bedamim. There's even zichui, even in non-karbanos. In other words, this animal was never going to be a carbon anyway. Why was it never going to be a carbon? Because when you donated half of it, the other half was cholus. Because you didn't own that half. And we still have this concept of dichoy, even just for a donation to the Beit HaMikdash. And now we're going to, now the Gemara now is very easy. Amar Ula, Amar Yochanan, Ochal Chelev, let's say a guy eats Chelev, the Hibrish carbon, and his Makrish a carbon, and then the Hamer Das, then he becomes an Apikoros. Now the halacha is, a mumar, an apikoros, is not allowed to bring karbana. So if he, how the kohanim will know that? Let's say they know it. He shows up and says, I want to bring my karban. I'm sorry, we're not accepting your karban, you're an apikoros. Then, v'chazar bo, then he does tshuva. You know what? Hovel v'nidcha yitcha. What? Once it's nidcha forever. Ah, the guy's now, did tshuva, he's not an apikoros anymore? Too bad. Itmar Nami, another thing. Amar Yirmi, Amar Vivo, Amar Yochanan, Ochal Chelev, the guy eats Chelev by mistake, the Hippish carbon, then the guy becomes crazy. And a crazy person, a Shota, cannot bring a carbon. Then, V'chazar V'nishtata, then he becomes normal again. You know what? Same thing. Ho'ol V'nitcha Yitzcha, Utsmichi, and you need both cases. The Ashminan, Kamaita, if he only had the case of the Mumar, Mishlam Dahavi Dichoy, Nafshi B'yadaya. You caused the Dichoy. You went off the Derech. You became the Mumar. It's all your fault. Only there, maybe I would say, there's such a din of dichui. Abel Hacha, but the guy gave Tzimimela idchui. He didn't cause himself to become crazy. The guy was an imbalance. The guy became Nebuch. It's a Nebuch. The guy became crazy. Maybe I would say, Kiyashin Dami. The guy fell asleep. So the guy goes to sleep while he's sleeping. He doesn't have any doubt. What, the carbon's no good? He donates the carbon, takes a nap, and then he goes to the base of the Megas. So the carbon's no good. Of course it's good. So the guy with temporary insanity for a little while, he was very depressed, he had a crazy spell, and now it's over. He didn't cause that. I would say there's no such dichui. You know what? There is. But yes, we didn't hacha, and if I only would have the case of the shote, we shum de ain't biyado lata. It's not in your control whether or not you're ever going to come back. You've got a crazy spell, it could last the rest of your life. So that's why there's a dichui. Abo hacha, but a guy's a mumar, the ain't biyado lata, you, just so do your tshuva. What's the matter with you? You don't want to do yeshuva? I would say, Ema, lo, maybe not. Why? Because it's in his power to change it. It's in his power to change it, I would say that's not a dichui. Come on, tricha, therefore that is a dichui also. Now, boy Reb Yirmiya, listen to this one. We had that, in case anybody misses Horius, we have a little bit of Horius tomorrow. Achal chelev, somebody eats chelev by mistake. He eats chelev by mistake. The hifrish karbon, and he sets aside the carbon for it. And then, by the way, the day after he sets aside the carbon, the horu bedzin paskin shechelev mutter. Shechelev is mutter. So now the carbon that he set aside, what happens to that carbon? That carbon goes to nothing. He doesn't have to win that carbon. Why? Because bedzin said it's mutter. So that carbon's been pushed off. Then the chazru bahem. Then Bezin realizes their mistake and they take it back. Now what? Now what do we say? Me havi dachay or lo havi dachay? Is that a dachay or not? Right? Is that a dachay or not? Hear this crazy case? Is that a dachay or not? So amalei ahu tzaba. Of course it's a dichay. Not only that, ki pasach of Yochanan b'dichuyin. When Rabbi Yochanan would start off the shiur of Hilchas Dichui, Meha Pasach. This is the case he would start off with. This is the classic case of Dichui. My time of why? Because Hassam, all the other cases we had before about a mumar and a crazy person, Gavra Izhi, the person was pushed off. Really, it was the person's problem. He's crazy, he's a mumar. Nothing wrong with the animal. Carbon, low Izhi. The carbon, nothing wrong with the carbon. Hachabur over here, carbon, not Izhi. Even the carbon's pushed off. Why is the carbon pushed off? Because the Bezin said that carbon's meaningless. So this is, of course, not only is it deeper, this is the best case of deeper. Why? Because the guy's pushed off. Why is he pushed off? Because it's not a show gig anymore. And the carbon's also pushed off. That's only the best case of deeper.
What is the problem with the Bezin happening after the guy did
the Because we said it doesn't make a difference. Well, nice, he can't bring it. Right, didn't we say that? We had that in the hurry. Don't make me have the hurry. Have enough problems with Zvachim. So, okay, good. Next. Amar Shimon ben Azai and Mikublani v'shivim Zakein. I had a Kabbalah from 72 elders. So the Gemara just wanted to know, Lama l'mitzna shivim v'shnayim Zakein. Why did it say 72 elder? Why is it Lashon Yachin? Just the Shiv said the Kainim. So the answer is the Kulu Chada b'shita havikayim. Because everybody all was, it was a unanimous opinion. What was it? Now what was the non-unanimous part? Lo hosif ben Azai el ha'ola. Rabbi Yosef ben Azai added on that if an Ola is brought Shalom l'shma, it also is like a Chatas and a Pesach, that it does nothing. It's completely worthless. How do you know that? Amar Rav Huna, and it says nobody agreed with him. Amar Rav Huna, my time is the ben Azai. What's the reason for that? So he said, Ola, it's a prophet. Ola hu, isha reach nechach l'shem. Ki l'shma, k'sheva, Shalom l'shma, p'sula. Only he, only an Ola is good kosher. Nothing, but only, I'm sorry. He was shema k'sheira. If it's l'shma, it's good. If it's shalom l'shma, it's pasul l'gamri. So the Gemara says Asham nami k'siv bei who, but by Asham also says the word who. So we answer it three times. Hahu, that who is la'acha haktaris emurim hu d'ksiv. That's after the emurim are brought. After the emurim are brought, that never passes the carbon. That's where it says who. That's irrelevant. After the emurim are sacrificed. After the carbon burns, I mean, it's after the carbon's already been brought. That doesn't stop anything. Hai nami, says the Gemara, Hai nami, lachak taris emurim hu d'ksiv. But the carbon ola says the word hu also at this very late stage, after the emurim are being burned. So the Gemara says, no, tre hahu kivi. There are two hus, really. Says the Gemara, by the way, two hus. There are two who's. One is by an Olaf Nadava, and one is by the Shivat Yimei Meluim. And Rashi says, it's in a winning. I don't need two who's. So I apply the who to be before the carbon is even brought, full of Shema. So the Gemara says, Gabi Asham Nami Tre Hu Ksivi. By the Asham, it also says two who's. Okay? Okay? And besides the regular who, by the Emur, it says Asham Hu, Asham, Asham Hashem. Right, the last Pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. So the Gemara says, Ella ben Azai be kavachomer ma'itila. It's the kavachomer. You're right. I can't learn how to speak with the kavachomer. Ma'achata. Achata. She'ena kalil. That says doesn't get completely burnt, destroyed. Doesn't get completely burnt. Shachta shalosh ma'psula. Ola. She kalil. And all is completely burnt. Lo koshkin? Says the Gemara, kind of kavachomer is that. Ma'alachata. She can't mechapera. Achata says mechaper. That's why it has to be done correctly. So the Gemara says, O Pesach yochia. Pesach will disprove that, because Pesach, there is no kapara. But Ma'ala Pesach against Mana Kavua, yeah, but a Pesach can only be brought 6 hours a year. So the Gemara says, well, Chatas Tuchia, Chatas will disprove that. The Chazar Adin, Lo Rizek Ruzeh, Hasara Shava Shabahen, what's Hasara Shava? Shein Kudshim, they're Kudshim, the Shachtan Shalol Lishma Pasul, Afani Evi Ola, Shehu Kudshim, the Shachtan Shalol Lishma Pasulah. Therefore, if an ol is brought improperly, the whole thing is no good. Says the Gemara, the malas had a shavish ben sheish ben tzad kares. But a katzot and a pesach both have a tzad of kares. How does a pesach have kares?
If you don't bring it, you're chayav karet. How does a chazit have karet? You're bringing a chazit for something. That had you done it for nazis, you would get karet. How does Benazai answer that problem? Benazai, tzad karet lo para. Don't mention. What? Yeah, I'm not bothered by that. You know why? Rashi explains. The two things that they have in common regarding karet have nothing to do with each other. One, you bring in a chata. If it would be b'mezid and no hasra, you would get karet. And what about a carbon pesach? Again, if you don't bring a carbon pesach, you get karet. That's not in common. That's out of whack. Therefore, that's not a shayla on me. The fact that Ola doesn't get karet, it's not a shayla. Asham nami laisi. So what, how about an Asham also? Why shouldn't Asham also be in the same boat? Because Asham also has kapara, even though it's not really kapara. It's just to protect you. But okay. So the Gemara says, Asham para. I'm sorry, Asham not lazy. Asham para. Asham's not a problem. Why? Ma'at ha'ashav Asham behen, shekhen yashna b'tzibur, kikarbana, kibiyachid. Asham has a chasas and a pesach are, they're called karbanos yachid, but there's also a carbon tzibur. Chasas, there's such a thing as a carbon tzibur for a chasas, for sure. And a carbon pesach has tzibur aspects to it. There's no such thing as a, what? Right. There's no such thing as a carbon asham that has a tzibur. No such thing. The Yibay Tzeh, I'll give you another answer. Tzad karet nami parach. Really, the tzad karet is a good kasha. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. What's the kasha? Chasas and Pesach have a karet aspect to them. Old of not. The Gemara says, Ubenazai, Gemara can be real law. It's just a tradition. It's a tradition that what? That he also includes Ola. I've had the Tamar of Huna Kalvachomer. So why did Huna say to Kalvachomer? Yeah, lo amar el chazib o talmidav. He wanted to see if anybody was paying attention. So he throws out this Kalvachomer. It's not a Kalvachomer. He wanted to see if anyone was listening. Right? Sometimes we do that. He wanted to see if anyone was listening, so he threw out this Kalvachomer. Well, how does Benazai's real makar? It's a tradition. It's a Gemara, it's a halachah for Sinai, or some kind of tradition, and nobody agreed with that tradition. Everyone told them it's not a tradition. Therefore, it only remains Chatos and Pesach, up to the Mishnah, which starts off HaPesach VaHachatos. So we're not getting away from the topic so fast, but everybody have a good day, and we'll resume to tomorrow. Yeah.